Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's readings, we read about faith and obedience, the obedience of faith, as St. Paul mentions in one of his letters. And here, our Lord says in the Gospel, "For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God." Our Lord was sent by the Father, of course, and he speaks the words of God, but this also refers to the apostles, because they in turn were sent by Christ, right? Our Lord said to the apostles, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And in fact, that word apostle means sent. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. That refers to the Son and also to the apostles who receive the gift of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life. You see that, how belief and obedience are coupled, whereas disbelief or even belief and disobedience, okay, are possible. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life. Okay, our faith, it must be an obedience of faith, a willingness to actually do what faith requires. Now we go to the first reading, and we see the court officers, the Sanhedrin, and the high priest questioning the apostles. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name?" Now, I already mentioned a few days ago that the Sanhedrin and high priest, at this point, they have no religious authority whatsoever. I'm trying to think of exactly when that transition takes place, and it seems like we could definitely mention Holy Thursday, with the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood. Okay, our Lord consecrating the bread and the wine. Okay, this is the cup of his blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. And he institutes the priesthood for the apostles. So that seems to be kind of the beginning of the transition, but it's something that continues to occur, certainly after our Lord's resurrection, before his ascension, when he commands them to go through all the earth, teaching everyone, all nations, everything that I have commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then at Pentecost, with the actual coming of the Holy Spirit, empowering them for their mission, the mission entrusted to them by Christ. So at this point, Peter and the apostles are the ones with religious authority. And so it's actually the Sanhedrin and the high priest who ought to be obeying them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name?" Those are unlawful orders because it comes from those who do not have the authority to give those orders. "And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." Yes, they want to bring this man's blood upon them, but not for guilt and condemnation. That's actually what they called for prior to our Lord's crucifixion. "Let his blood be upon us and upon our children." No, but now the apostles want to bring Christ's blood upon them, not for guilt and condemnation, but for mercy and justification, that their sins may be washed away in the precious blood of Christ, to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. And so the apostles affirm, we must obey God rather than men. Okay, you Sanhedrin and high priest, mere men at this point. And we, Peter and the apostles in union with him, are now directly responsible to answering to God alone. Okay, they are in charge. And so they must obey God and preach the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Okay, there we see it again. We see they must obey God, and the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. Okay, faith and obedience. So this is a message for all of us as well, okay? To have faith in Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins and obey him. Everything that he wants and everything that he communicates to us through the successor of Peter and the successors of the apostles. Those who in the new and everlasting covenant hold religious authority. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.